Welcome to Upton Park. Defeat to Villa a week ago, somewhat tempered by that late Champions League win midweek against Ludogorets. Brendan Rodgers, though, remains confident Liverpool will soon spark into that consistent form that had them build as title challengers last campaign. There's only been one performance so far this season that they've wanted to replicate, and that was that scintillating show at White Hart Lane against Spurs. So we're back in London again. The bubbles are all around Upton Park, but Liverpool arrive here hoping for 3 points and hoping to start a consistent run of form, really. Their team, Mignolet in goal, Javier Manquillo at right back, Alberto Moreno at left back, and it's Dejan Lovren and Martin Skrtel, the centre halves, as Skrtel takes the role of Mamadou Sakho. The midfield, Steven Gerrard, the base of the diamond, Jordan Henderson and Lucas in the centre of it. Lucas into the side for some stability, Sterling at the tip of the diamond, behind Mario Balotelli and Fabio Barini. Barini, whose last start for Liverpool in the Premier League was 2 years ago to the day against Manchester United. We're underway, the bubbles still fly around the ground. West Ham in their familiar kit, Liverpool in the all-yellow kit, and their fans down at the far end of the ground, right behind the goal that Simon Mignolet is guarding. So Liverpool, as we look at it, shooting from left to right, and the clarence of blue of West Ham coming forward down that right-hand side. Liverpool see it off through Lucas, early throw-in for West Ham. John Dernan.
Well, just have to congratulate the West Ham fans there for a great rendition of I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. A real old-school football grind. If you don't want to enjoy a game like this today, you shouldn't be out on the pitch.
Absolutely brilliant, isn't it? It's probably the best bit when you come down here sometimes. Stuart Downing fumbles over the ball alongside, on the far side of the field, Alberto Moreno, and it will be a free kick for West Ham, hugging that right touchline as West Ham look at it. Great early opportunity to deliver a ball into the Liverpool penalty area. No one inside the six-yard box of Mignolet, and he's sort of pushing his back line further out. He's saying, go and push the attackers out even more, and that ball comes across, goal, it's an early goal! Of goal and diverted into the Liverpool net. A curling ball to the far stick and then bundled over the line by Winston Reid, and West Ham in front in what, a minute and 20 seconds.
Well, I was about to say, I think the only danger West Ham are going to cause Liverpool here are set pieces, but I think you've got to look at the keeper there. That's a long, long time in the air before. I think he should have come. There was no one putting him under pressure. I think that's a fault for the keeper not to come for that.
Well, a very early goal. Liverpool back up at the West Ham penalty box. Barini gets a touch. Lucas nearly rides the ball into the penalty area, but James Tomkins with the clearance. Only for Martin Skrtel to direct it out of play. Well, it took the whole ground by shock. Liverpool defence almost mesmerised as they watched the ball roll into the back of the net.
Well, they were all like statues. I don't think anyone moved. No one reacted. And you don't want to give a crowd like this and a team like this a leg up. And that certainly is the first 30 seconds they've scored the goal.